This poem is by Raymond Carver. The window. A storm blew in last night and knocked out the electricity. When I looked through the window, the trees were translucent, bent and covered with rime. A vast calm lay over the countryside. I knew better, but at that moment I felt I'd never in my life made any false promises, nor committed so much as one indecent act. My thoughts were virtuous. Later on that morning, of course, electricity was restored. The sun moved from behind the clouds, melting the hoarfrost, and things stood as they had before. So, in a sense, that poem invites us both to acknowledge the feelings of calm as they arise, and also to recognize that our busy, scattered minds will no doubt make a reappearance. So at this juncture in the day, just connecting with your inner landscape, appreciating the energy and effort and even the pliability of mind that is open and willing to investigate and explore these teachings. Once we have stepped onto the path of practice, we glimpse the possibilities of freedom, spaciousness, and ease. We glimpse it. This freedom and ease with regard to our own habit patterns of mind. We glimpse it in our relationships. We glimpse it in our own attitude to what we think we should accomplish or achieve. And we can continue to nurture and develop this beautiful, wholesome state of equanimity, and caring for ourselves is a vast arena of practice in our lives. So this relentless need to care for the body can be seen as a chore, as a duty, as a burdensome responsibility, or it can be seen as an opportunity. To celebrate and honor this precious human birth, to acknowledge our need for sustenance, and to remember how connected we are to all living beings. So we take nourishment to support the body and mind and to allow us to continue our practice. We take nourishment to be of benefit to the world, to be of benefit to ourselves, to grow in understanding and wisdom. So as you take the first few bites of your lunch, appreciating color and texture, temperature, shape, as you take a taste and chew, savoring and enjoying, feeling the sustenance and the bounty. Taking the time to enjoy and taking the time also to experience gratitude and connectedness, the ways in which we are interwoven, interconnected with all beings. So please enjoy your lunch, and we will come back at 1:30 for a short sitting before walking, before the Dharma talk, before the closing instructions.